Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Thank you for joining me on this quest. We're starting our fifth year now, which is just, I can't even believe it. God is so good to sustain this funny little ministry, and I'm super grateful for it. I'm grateful for you. All right, today we're reading from Exodus. I'm going to back up and reread a verse from yesterday. So we're going to be reading from verses 13 through 27. It says this in the World English Bible. On the next day, Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood around Moses from the morning to the evening. When Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, "What is this thing that you do for the people? Why do you sit alone and all the people stand around you from morning till evening?" Moses said to his father-in-law, "Because of the people come to me to inquire of God. When they have a matter, they come to me, and I judge between a man and his neighbor, and I make them know the statutes of God and his laws." Moses' father-in-law said to him, "This thing that you do is not good. You will surely wear away both you and this people that is with you, for the thing is too heavy for you. You are not able to perform it yourself alone. Listen now to my voice. I will give you counsel, and God be with you. You represent the people before God and bring the causes to God. You shall teach them the statutes and the laws and shall show them the way in which they must walk and the work that they must do. Moreover, you shall provide out of all the people able men which fear God, men of truth, hating unjust gain, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. Let them judge the people at all times. It shall be that every great matter they shall bring to you, but every small matter they shall judge themselves. So it shall be easier for you, and they shall share the load with you. If you will do this thing and God commands you so, then you will be able to endure, and all these people also will go to their place in peace." So Moses listened to the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he had said. Moses chose able men out of all of Israel and made them heads over the people, ruler of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. They judged the people at all times. They brought the hard cases to Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves. Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went his way into his own land. Mind if I pray for you? Oh, Lord, I love this. This is one of my most favorite stories out of Exodus. I'm so thankful for it because I've gone back to it so many times where I have carried heavy, heavy burdens. And I had this weird, naive belief that if something was going to be fixed, it had to be up to me. And Lord, that is a selfish and not only a self-centered way to think, but it's a recipe for burnout. And so I pray for my friend today that may be feeling the weight of that as well, that they are doing too much. They're carrying a load alone and they're not sharing the load with other people. You tell us to bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of Christ. And so, Lord, would you just put in our minds today, folks, that we can give the burden to and share the load. And this feels also a lot like church to me, even though this is before church ever happened. Obviously, in the Old Testament, we see this idea of small groups, bigger groups, bigger groups, bigger groups, and that the leader of the bigger group everybody gets ministered to through lay leadership. And Lord, I love that. I love that we are all called to be shepherds of each other and that we can bear the load with one another. And then if we get these conundrums, then we can bring those up the chain, so to speak. So Lord, I pray for my friend facing burnout right now. I pray for a relaxing of self-initiated goals. I know for me, that's part of my problem is that I just kind of randomly make up extra goals for myself that they might not even be the goals that you have for me. So Lord, forgive us for creating our own way in the world, thinking we know best when really we just simply need to surrender to you and ask you what's next. What do we need to do next? Who do we need to talk to? How do we need to deal with our everyday work? Do we need to step aside? Do we need to take a rest? I remember taking a sabbatical after We Too released, and it was much so very necessary and really necessary for my heart. And so, Lord, maybe someone listening to my voice today needs to take a sabbatical and they're afraid because it's going to cost money probably to do something like that, or they won't be making money during that time. But I just remind them that you are their provider. Remind them that you are the one who bears our burdens. You send people into our lives to bear burdens, and you're not calling us to be broken down. You're not calling us to be burned out. You're calling us simply to be faithful and surrender to you. So we do that today, again and again and again, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by my friend Lisa Bogart. She is amazing. She is an artist, so of course, I really appreciate her. And she sends these amazing emails, and I want you to receive these too. And of course, just like any email that you receive, you can unsubscribe at any time. But I dare you to try this email and not look forward to it every week. So she has art in there, and she has all these positive stories. And in a crazy world that we live in, it's so necessary to have this beacon of light in the form of Lisa in this little Saturday email. If you're interested in that, her heart and her desire is just to make you smile. And if you need some of that in your life, you can go to Lisa Bogart. It's bogart.com/pray. And you can learn all about the newsletter. You can get free coloring pages, which is super fun. And in addition to that, she has a video for you about how to transform the way you do mail. And if you're like me, you love to get really fun mail, and she sends the best mail. I have been on the receiving end of that. So if you're looking for something encouraging on your Saturday morning, then go to lisabogart.com/pray and enjoy, because it will be a blessing to you. Thanks, Lisa, so much for sponsoring the Pray Every Day show. And if you're interested in being a sponsor, you can email my assistant, Kristen, at newsletter@marydemuth.com, and she'll get you started. I think we have some spots opening up late May, June. So just communicate with her. Thanks, everybody. Have a good day.